This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Hey, that's me. Good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today is Wednesday, July 15th in the year of our Lord, 2026. 72 degrees outside under mostly sunny skies at 7:06. If you want to be part of the conversation this morning, it's really easy to do. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. And we've got a bunch we want to talk about this morning. An investigation is underway after fentanyl was apparently smuggled into the Oklahoma County Jail, leading to the death of an inmate. We'll have the story on that one. An officer involved shooting in El Reno, what cops say happened leading up to the gunfire. New information this morning after police say a homeless man beat another man to death with a cinder block. A convicted killer tells the state pardon and parole board he doesn't want mercy and he's ready to be executed. That story is coming up. Two Oklahoma City firefighters are hurt battling an early morning blaze. A number of Oklahoma City signing non-disclosure agreements when it comes to data centers, shielding themselves in a veil of secrecy. What that means to you. And it seems like every day there's a new scam. Some thief trying to con you out of your money, what you can do to protect yourself, and how Freedom 96.9 is taking a proactive approach to combating the problem. Plus your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. Whole lot to talk about this morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. But first, let's check out your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Investigators are looking into allegations that fentanyl was smuggled into the Oklahoma County Jail after an inmate died earlier this month. Court records accuse inmate Taya Pixley of bringing fentanyl into the jail, and investigators say witnesses confirmed the drugs were smuggled inside. Authorities believe fentanyl led to Pixley's intoxication, sickened two other inmates, and contributed to the death of another inmate on July 7th. That was the same day that Dancing Feathers White Girl was found unresponsive and later died in the hospital. Officials have not yet officially linked her death to the investigation, which remains ongoing. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is looking into an officer-involved shooting in El Reno. Authorities say Canadian County deputies attempted to stop a suspect on Tuesday evening, leading to a brief pursuit before shots were fired near Russell Road and Bickford Avenue. Sheriff Chris West says no deputies were injured during the incident. Officials have not released information about the suspect's condition or what led to the shooting. The OSBI is now handling the investigation, which is standard procedure in any officer-involved shooting. Oklahoma City police are investigating a brutal homicide after a man was beaten to death with a cinder block early Saturday morning. Officers say 59-year-old Cap Trung Nguyen was sleeping outside of a laundromat near Northwest 30th and Klassen when 35-year-old James Upshaw attacked him. Investigators say surveillance video captured the assault, but they still don't know what motivated the killing and have no evidence the two men even knew each other. Upshaw has been booked into the on first-degree murder complaint and is being held on a $10 million bond. A convicted killer is one step closer to execution after asking the state not to spare his life. Death row inmate Carlos Siesta Rodriguez told the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board that he does not deserve clemency and says that it's time to pay for killing his common-law wife in Oklahoma City back in 2003. The board voted 3-1 to deny clemency, clearing the way for his scheduled execution on August 13th. Suester Rodriguez apologized to the victim's daughters and expressed remorse, even as his attorneys argued that brain damage from a childhood bus crash could be considered a reason to spare his life. Two Oklahoma City firefighters were injured battling a late-night apartment fire in northwest Oklahoma City. Crews responded to a two-story apartment complex near Northwest 16th Street and found heavy flames coming through the roof. While fighting that fire, a second blaze broke out in the breezeway of a neighboring building, prompting additional crews to respond and evacuate nearby residents. Firefighters quickly contained both fires before they spread. The damaged apartments were vacant, so no residents were hurt. The two firefighters who suffered minor injuries are expected to make a full recovery. A tragic drowning is under investigation at Longmire Lake in Garvin County. Authorities say a man went into the water on Tuesday evening to rescue a 14-year-old who had swum too far from the shore. The man was able to help the teenager to safety, but then disappeared beneath the water and did not resurface. A dive team later recovered his body. The 14-year-old was not injured. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner is investigating, and several local agencies responded to the scene. An Oklahoma father and son have been identified as the victims of a fatal plane crash in southern Illinois. Authorities say 48-year-old Jimmy Don Lewis and his 22-year-old son Braden Lewis were flying home after attending a St. Louis Cardinals game when their small plane apparently encountered developing severe weather. Investigators believe the pilot tried to avoid the storm before the aircraft entered an ascending spiral and then crashed. The plane was reported missing early Friday morning and then later found in Monroe County, Illinois. Federal investigators are continuing to determine the cause of that crash. Two Ponca City brothers are recovering after surviving a terrifying 45-foot fall while climbing a tree. Isaac and Andrew Rees were working from bucket lifts when a cable suddenly snapped, sending both men crashing to the ground. Isaac suffered a broken femur and serious leg injuries, while Andrew suffered a fractured jaw and broken nose. Both were airlifted to hospitals to face lengthy recoveries. Now the Ponca City community is stepping up with fundraisers and donations to help the brothers and their small tree-trimming business as they recover. Oklahoma's anti-drug agency is warning consumers about the risks of kratom, a legal herbal product sold in many convenience stores and smoke shops. While some people use it for pain relief or to ease opioid withdrawal symptoms, state officials say it can be addictive and potentially deadly. The state medical examiner reports kratom contributed to 9 overdose deaths last year and was detected in 58 death investigations. Although Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics cannot enforce the state's kratom law, it is urging retailers to follow age and potency restrictions and encouraging consumers to report suspected violations to the State Department of Health. It is 71 degrees, very humid right now. It's 7:12. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, the debate over secrecy in Oklahoma economic development is growing as more communities compete for large data center projects. Cities often sign non-disclosure agreements with developers before revealing project details, saying confidentiality is necessary to keep competitive and attract new investment. But critics argue those agreements can keep the public in the dark about projects that may involve taxpayer incentives, new infrastructure, and major community impacts. Legal experts say public agencies cannot ignore Oklahoma's open records laws, but the line between protecting business information and ensuring government transparency remains at the center of this controversy. Oklahoma health officials are warning about a growing number of cases of cyclosporiasis, a parasitic illness that can cause severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and fatigue. The State Department of Health has confirmed 56 cases so far this year, including 6 hospitalizations, with 25 new cases reported just in the past week. The illness is often linked to contaminated fresh produce, especially during the summer. Health officials recommend thoroughly washing fruits and vegetables, practicing good hand hygiene, and avoiding untreated water to reduce the risk of infection. A fight over Oklahoma's proposed open primary election system is now before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. A court referee heard arguments over whether more than 57,000 petition signatures for State Question 836 were wrongly rejected under a 2024 law requiring 4 of 5 voter information fields to match state records. Supporters argue that the verification process is overly strict and unconstitutional, while the Secretary of State's office says the signatures received multiple levels of review to ensure accuracy. The state Supreme Court will now decide whether enough valid signatures exist for the measure to move forward. Several Oklahoma school districts are extending the school day to comply with new state law requiring 40 minutes of daily recess for elementary students. District leaders say the State Department of Education recently clarified that recess can no longer count as instructional time, forcing schedule changes. Deer Creek, Guthrie, and Middell have all announced longer school days, while Oklahoma City Public Schools says the changes also help to keep bus routes running efficiently and teacher work hours consistent. Some districts, including Yukon, Mustang, and Putnam City, say they have already met the new requirements and won't need to adjust their schedules. As Oklahoma prepares to enforce tougher reading standards for third graders, one Tulsa summer program is helping struggling students get caught up before school starts. Project Lit provides 4 weeks of intensive one-on-one reading instruction focused on phonics and other basic literacy skills. Organizers say students typically gain about 7 months of reading during the summer program. Beginning this school year, some Oklahoma third graders who are not reading at grade level could be required to repeat the grade under a new state law. And Oklahoma shoppers can save some money next month during the state's annual tax-free weekend. From August 7th through the 9th, shoppers will not pay state or local tax on most clothing and shoes priced under $100. The annual sales tax holiday was created to help families with back-to-school shopping, but anybody can take advantage of the savings. The tax break does not apply to items like jewelry, handbags, luggage, or most athletic and protective gear. Officials estimate the tax holiday saves Oklahoma shoppers millions of dollars each and every year. Well, it seems like every day you're hearing about another scam, somebody trying to con you out of your hard-earned money. Well, starting today, there's a three-day fraud prevention conference hosted by the Oklahoma Insurance Department, the FBI, the Oklahoma Department of Securities, and the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. And there will be a ton of information there. Tara Harden is with the Oklahoma Department of Securities. She'll be joining us coming up right after the break. It is 72 degrees under partly sunny skies at 717, and you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Construction issues on this Wednesday morning include May and Northwest Expressway. Eastbound I-44 at Klassen on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd and I-44 at Southwest 74.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
John Vance Auto Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy, Tyler Robinson, caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked, and you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And good morning. You're welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Quick check on your weather. Partly sunny today, humid, high of 87 degrees. Tonight, it'll be clear and humid with a low of 69. Tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, high going up to 88 degrees. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy, humid, high of 89 degrees. It's 72 degrees outside under partly sunny skies at 721. Well, it seems like just about every day we're hearing about a different scam targeting your wallet. Today is the first of a three-day fraud prevention conference over at Metro Tech. Tara Harden is with the Oklahoma Department of Securities, and she joins us live this morning. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Aaron. Always great to hear your voice in the mornings, every morning for me.
Feeling the love.
Every morning.
Feeling the love. Hey, so this conference is a pretty huge conference. It's a three-day-long conference. It involves your agency, Oklahoma Department of Securities. It involves the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, the FBI. And basically, it's a deep dive into many of the scams that we're seeing today. What's going on?
Yes, it is. So we bring in speakers. You're going to get an opportunity to hear from local, state, and even some national speakers they are experts in fraud and therefore fraud prevention, and just walk away with some great tips. I will say this morning we are kicking off. We have the honor of hearing from a local victim and her daughter telling their story on their fraud journey, which has been a multi-year journey. So we're looking forward to a great conference this year.
And that's important that they're speaking, and I'll tell you why. We know that there's a whole lot of fraud going on, but we don't know exactly how much, because oftentimes people are afraid to come forward and say, yeah, I got conned by this guy. And so they don't even bother reporting it. So we don't really have exact stats in terms of how many people have been conned by these con men over the years. But it takes somebody very bold to come forward and say, look, this is what happened to me. If it can happen to me, it can happen to you. And this is why you need to report it.
Exactly right. And, you know, when it comes to fraud, we have this mentality somehow that the victim played a role in that they should have known better, that
Tara, did we lose you? Dave, go ahead and try to call her back if you don't mind. So we're talking with Tara Harden. She's with the Oklahoma Department of Securities. She was joining us live there just a couple minutes ago, and hopefully we can get her back on the line again, because this is pretty important stuff. There is a conference going on right now involving fraud over at Metro Tech, and if you want to, we'd love to have you take advantage of that, because the level of fraud that we're seeing across the nation right now is skyrocketing between things like AI and various different scams that we're seeing. As many of you know, when I'm not playing radio show host, I work for the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. One of the bigger scams that we see there is that people are calling folks and saying, hey, I'm Deputy Aaron Brobeck with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. I've got a warrant for your arrest, and we want to arrest you because you didn't pay your fines, but all you need to do is go to Walmart right now and get me a gift card, and I'll take care of all the fines that you've got, and you won't go to jail. And people are unfortunately falling for that. And that's one of many different scams. Tara Harden's back on the line with us. Tara, if you didn't want to talk to us, that's cool. Just don't hang up, you know?
You know, technology's great until it's not great,
until
right?
It's not great. So yes. This is going on over at which Metro Tech campus?
It's at the Metro Tech Spring Lake campus, but it's also available online. If you want to get registered for it, you can do so by going to metrotech.com www.edu/fraudprevention. I would say to register, you can call my office, but obviously I am not there today.
Nope.
So, yes, it will ring to my cell phone, but even that, I'm going to be pretty conference busy. So we would strongly recommend that you get online and get registered and get out to see us. We've got 3 days. So even if you don't make it there first thing this morning, you've got two more days for an opportunity to participate in the conference, and we would absolutely welcome you.
And tell me about what's going to be covered.
So today we are going to talk specifically about what we're talking about when I got cut off, the victim blaming and the words that we use, and understanding there's no victim that willingly became a victim of this, that they are victims of criminals. So that's the focus for today. Tomorrow we're going to look at AI technology and its role in advancing fraud schemes right now, romance scams, investment scam, and impersonation scams. And then Friday is all about sharing resources and how all of the different levels of law enforcement and various agencies work together to combat this problem.
And AI is going to be a huge problem, especially as it evolves over the years. Even right now, it's a huge problem in that, for example, there is a what's known as a grandparent scam, where somebody will call pretending to be your grandchild and say, "Hey, Grandma, I've just been arrested. I need you to send money to the Oklahoma County Jail right now, and here's how you send it." But these days, you can use AI. And if you can pull even just a small little snippet of the grandson's audio with that AI, you can build entire conversations.
Yes, it only takes about a 3-second clip of your voice to clone your voice. And yes, it is making the scams that much more believable and more difficult to detect that it's a scam.
So with a scam like that, one of the recommendations that you have is that if you get together with your family and you say, "Look, we've got a safe word. Our safe word is, let's say, coconut. So if I ask you for the safe word and you can't provide the safe word, then I know you're probably a scammer."
Yeah, you have to stop the transaction. There is you have to have a hard and fast no-go rule if they don't know or aren't willing to share the safe word. And actually, I recommend a two-part, a sort of a call-and-response safe word, so that both parties know that they're talking to the real person.
It's pretty frightening just how much you've got to do to protect yourself, isn't it?
You know, it's not frightening, and we don't want to scare anybody. Our whole goal of our conference is to make people aware, yes, to bring awareness to the level of fraud and the techniques that the fraudsters are using, but always to leave them with tips that they can implement in their life to protect themselves. We want them empowered to make a difference.
And oftentimes it's something as simple as changing your passwords.
Yes, yes, yes. We don't make these tips huge and complicated. We break them down for the average person. Do we expect that you'll implement every tip when you walk away from the conference? No, but if you'll implement one or two this year, and then you come back to the conference next year and you implement a couple of more, you'll be well on your road to a safer digital life.
And it's important that people know during this conference that what they're learning today might be different tomorrow, because this level of scamming is constantly evolving.
That's exactly right. So one of the things about the fraud education program that both the Department of Securities and the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office run is that the criminals are always upping their game. They're always staying on top of their education. And in order to stay up with them, you have to keep up with it too. Plus, there's no better way to keep your brain active than to learn something new.
Tara Harden with the Oklahoma Department of Securities. Just quickly before I let you go, I wanted to let people know you and I are going to be working together on a project so that every Wednesday here on Freedom 96.9, you're going to be part of what we're calling Grift Busters, and you're going to be talking about different scams that are going on and featuring one each week.
So excited about it, and it goes right to that piece of the education and keep on learning.
Tara, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh is vowing to get monetary policy right and bring down inflation. The U.S. is refunding out more in tariff refunds than it's bringing in. Here's reporter Rory O'Neill.
Just last month, nearly $50 billion was sent back to businesses that had paid tariffs. It was the second full month of payouts after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Trump's sweeping tariff plan.
President Trump says he will address the nation in a primetime speech Thursday evening. Utah's governor is supportive of President Trump's move to reduce the boundaries at Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments for a second time. A deadly shooting involving an ICE agent in Biddeford, Maine, Monday is under investigation. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Let me tell you something most people don't know. When you've been in a car wreck, the insurance company isn't calling to check on you. They're calling because time is their friend, not yours. The insurance company wants a recorded statement before your adrenaline wears off and before your injuries fully show themselves. Why? Because anything you say in the first few hours can be used to undervalue your claim or outright deny it later. Here's the takeaway. You're not required to give a recorded statement to the other driver's insurance company. You should never guess about your pain. You shouldn't guess about your injuries or even how the accident happened. Let the medical professionals evaluate you and let an attorney protect you. So the next time an adjuster calls immediately after a crash, remember, they're not being helpful. They're being strategic. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Two men have been arrested after an attempted vehicle burglary in Grady County that occurred early Monday morning. Deputies say James Kirkwood and Calvin Yoakum were spotted breaking into a vehicle and then tried to flee the scene when officers arrived. Both were quickly apprehended. Kirkwood now faces charges that include burglary, conspiracy, and use of a firearm during a felony act. Yoakum has been charged with burglary, pointing a firearm, destruction of property, public intoxication, and obstructing an officer. The investigation remains ongoing and no further details are currently available right now. Well, drivers near El Reno should prepare for a month-long closure of Banner Road as a bridge replacement project gets underway. As of this week, Banner Road will be closed in both directions between State Highway 66 and Darren Avenue. The project will include the replacement of the bridge over Purcell Creek. Officials with the project expect the closure to last about a month in total, while the larger project is scheduled for completion by early next year. Drivers are being encouraged to use alternate routes and plan for delays. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
I want to introduce you to a great connection. Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are four times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect partly sunny skies and high humidity with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas this afternoon, reaching a high of 87. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 69. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, turning breezy in the afternoon with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 88. Moving on to Friday, it will be mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid with a high of 89. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. 74 degrees under partly sunny skies at 7:36. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, my wife came back from the store last night and she said the cashier was very rude.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. I told her she shouldn't have used the self-checkout.
I
guess she's the rude one.
I see. Yeah.
Okay. Time now to check out your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, investigators are trying to determine whether fentanyl smuggled into the Oklahoma County Jail played a role in the death of an inmate earlier this month. Court records accuse inmate Taya Pixley of bringing the drugs into the jail. Investigators say witnesses confirmed the fentanyl was smuggled inside and believe that it intoxicated Pixley, sickened two other inmates, and contributed to one inmate's death on July 7th. That's the same day that Dancing Feathers White Crow was found unresponsive and later died in the hospital. Jail officials have not officially linked her death to the fentanyl investigation, which remains ongoing. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is looking into an officer-involved shooting in El Reno. Authorities say Canadian County deputies tried to stop a suspect on Tuesday evening, leading to a brief pursuit before shots were fired near Russell Street and Bickford Avenue. Sheriff Chris West says no deputies were injured during the encounter. Officials have not released the suspect's condition or said what prompted deputies to open fire. As is standard in officer-involved shootings, the OSBI has taken over the investigation and will determine exactly what happened. Oklahoma City police are investigating a brutal killing after a man was beaten to death with a cinder block while he slept outside a laundromat. Investigators say 59-year-old Cap Trung Nguyen was attacked early Saturday morning near Northwest 30th and Klassen. Surveillance video allegedly shows 35-year-old James Upshaw carrying out the assault. Detectives say they found no evidence the two men even knew each other and still don't know what motivated the attack. Upshaw has been booked in on first-degree murder complaint and is being held on a $10 million bond. A convicted killer is one step closer to execution after telling Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board he does not want mercy. Carlos Siesta Rodriguez said that he deserved to pay for murdering his common-law wife in Oklahoma City back in 2003 and asked the board not to spare his life. The board voted 3-1 against recommending clemency, clearing the way for his scheduled execution on August 13th. He apologized to the victim's daughters and expressed remorse despite his attorneys arguing that childhood brain damage should have been considered as a reason to commute his sentence. Two Oklahoma City firefighters are recovering this morning after they were injured battling a late-night apartment fire in northwest Oklahoma City. Crews arrived to find heavy flames coming from the roof of a two-story apartment building near Northwest 16th Street. While fighting that fire, a second blaze broke out in the breezeway of a neighboring building, forcing additional firefighters to respond and residents to evacuate. Both fires were quickly contained before they could spread further. The damaged apartments were vacant, so no residents were hurt, and the injured firefighters are expected to make a full recovery. A tragic drowning under investigation in Garvin County after a man died trying to save a teenager. Authorities say the man entered Longmire Lake on Tuesday evening after a 14-year-old swam too far from shore. The man successfully helped the teenager get back to safety, but then disappeared beneath the water and never resurfaced. A dive team later recovered his body. The teenager was not injured. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner is investigating while several local agencies continue looking into exactly what happened. An Oklahoma father and son are being remembered after they were killed in a plane crash in southern Illinois. Investigators say 48-year-old Jimmy Don Lewis and his 22-year-old son Braden Lewis were flying home after attending a St. Louis Cardinals game when their small plane encountered developing severe weather. Flight data indicates the pilot may have tried to avoid the storm before the aircraft entered a descending spiral, then crashed. The wreckage was found on Friday morning, and federal investigators are now working to determine the exact cause. Two Ponca City brothers are lucky to be alive after falling 45 feet while trimming a tree. Isaac and Andrew Reyes were working from bucket lifts when a cable suddenly snapped, sending both men crashing to the ground. Isaac suffered a broken femur, torn ligaments, and severe ankle injuries, while Andrew suffered a fractured jaw and broken nose. Both men were airlifted to hospitals and now face months of recovery. Friends, neighbors, and local businesses are raising money to help support the brothers and their family-owned tree service during the recovery. Oklahoma's anti-drug agency is warning residents about the dangers of kratom, a legal herbal product sold in many convenience stores and smoke shops. While some people use it to relieve pain or ease opioid withdrawal symptoms, state officials say it can also be addictive and potentially deadly. The chief medical examiner says kratom contributed to 9 overdose deaths last year and was detected in dozens of other death investigations. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is urging retailers to follow state age potency restrictions, and they're also asking consumers to report suspected violations. 74 degrees under partly sunny skies at 7:41. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. The debate over secrecy surrounding Oklahoma's proposed data centers is growing. Cities across the state are signing non-disclosure agreements with developers before project details become public. Supporters say those agreements are necessary to compete for major economic development projects and to protect confidential business information. Critics argue the public deserves to know about the projects, and that could involve taxpayer incentives, new infrastructure, and major community impacts. Legal experts say the public agencies must still comply with Oklahoma's open records laws, even when confidentiality agreements are in place. Oklahoma health officials are warning about a growing number of cases of cyclosporiasis, a parasitic illness that can cause severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and fatigue. The State Department of Health has confirmed 56 cases this year, including 6 hospitalizations, with nearly half reported in just the past week. The illness is often linked to contaminated fresh produce during the summer months. Health officials recommend thoroughly washing fruits and vegetables, practicing good hand hygiene, and avoiding untreated water to reduce the risk of infection. The legal battle over Oklahoma's proposed open primary election system is now before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. A court referee heard arguments over whether more than 57,000 petition signatures for State Question 836 were improperly rejected under a state law requiring 4 out of 5 pieces of voter information to match official records. Supporters say the verification process is far too strict and unconstitutional. The Secretary of State's office argues the signatures received multiple levels of review. The Supreme Court will now ultimately decide whether the proposal qualifies for the ballot. Several Oklahoma school districts are extending the school day to comply with a new state law requiring 40 minutes of daily recess for elementary students. District leaders say the State Department of Education recently clarified that recess can no longer count as instructional time, forcing schools to adjust schedules. Deer Creek, Guthrie, and Middell have already announced longer school days. Oklahoma City Public Schools says its changes also help to keep bus schedules efficient and teacher work hours consistent. Other districts say they're already meeting those new requirements. As Oklahoma prepares to enforce tougher reading standards for third graders, One Tulsa summer program is helping struggling students improve before classes begin. Project Lit provides 4 weeks of intensive one-on-one instruction focused on phonics and foundational reading skills. Organizers say students typically gain the equivalent of 7 months of reading progress during the program. Beginning this school year, some third graders who are not reading at grade level could be required to repeat the grade under Oklahoma's new reading law. Oklahoma shoppers can save some money during the state's annual tax-free weekend coming up on August 7th through the 9th. During those 3 days, shoppers will not pay state or local sales tax on most clothing and shoes priced under $100. The annual sales tax holiday was created to help families with back-to-school shopping, but anybody can take advantage of those savings. The tax exemption does not apply to items like jewelry, handbags, luggage, or most athletic and protective gear. Oklahoma's weather is beginning to quiet down after several days of rain across much of the state. The National Weather Service says scattered showers and a few thunderstorms remain possible throughout Thursday, mainly through the Red River and southern Oklahoma. Most of the state, however, will stay dry with some afternoon highs in the upper 80s and low 90s. Even with the slightly cooler temperatures, the heat index could approach 100 degrees. Forecasters say hotter weather will return this weekend with highs once again nearing the century mark. Well, the effort to end twice-a-year clock changes is moving forward in Congress. The U.S. House passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight savings time permanent nationwide by a vote of 308 to 117. Now, supporters say ending the time change would improve sleep, boost the economy, and give Americans more evening daylight year-round. Critics argue it could mean darker winter mornings, raising concerns about safety and school children's trips to school. So the bill now heads to the Senate, where the future of it remains uncertain. It did pass last year in the Senate, but not in the House. If it does pass, President Trump says that he would sign it into law. So what are your thoughts on it? Do you want to scrap the twice-a-year clock changes, or should we leave well enough alone? And tell us why. Give us a call at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Construction issues on this Wednesday morning include May and Northwest Expressway, eastbound I-44 at Klassen on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd, and I-44 at Southwest 74.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza. SKYRIZI is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to SKYRIZI. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. Tractor Bob.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425. every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Taking a quick check on your weather today. Partly sunny. It's going to be a humid day, too, with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, clear and humid, a low of 69. Tomorrow, sunshine, pleasant, high of 88 degrees. Then on Friday, some clouds rolling in. It'll be humid, high of 89 degrees. It's 74 degrees right now under partly sunny skies at 7:50. Well, the U.S. House has voted to make daylight savings time permanent, passing the Sunshine Protection Act by a vote of 308 to 117. Now, supporters say ending the twice-yearly clock change would improve health and provide more evening daylight. The bill now heads over to the Senate, where the future remains uncertain. But last year, the Senate did pass it. The House didn't take it up. President Trump says that if it does make it to his desk, he will sign it. So what are your thoughts? Is it time to end the insanity of the twice-a-year clock change? Personally, I'm all for it, but I want to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Should we make daylight savings time permanent, or should we make standard time permanent? There's a one-hour difference there. So should we fall back, or should we spring forward? Would you rather have more daylight after work or more daylight before work? Should kids have to wait for the school bus in the dark? Another good question. 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in. My reasons for wanting to keep it or for wanting to change it is because I've got a smartwatch that really isn't very smart. It doesn't update itself. And twice a year, every single year, I've got to try to figure out how to update this damn thing. It's got so many different bells and whistles, and it does all these different features that I'll never, ever use. But for whatever reason, the thing just never updates itself, and it makes me want to throw it off a bridge. But John is joining us now from Dell City talking about daylight savings. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Oklahoma. Imagine that.
It's always a beautiful day in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right. As far as the daylight thing, you know, I'm out of Alaska, you know. So, I mean, come on, man. It's this time, that time. It's always sometime, you know. I mean, Anchorage is 5 hours of daylight at the shortest day of the year. At Fairbanks, down around four, and
yeah,
if you work on the slope like I did, you're total darkness in the winter. I mean,
what does that do to your body, man? I've always thought about that. What does it do to your body having constant darkness or constant daylight?
Me, it never personally bothered me because I also drove truck before I did oil work. But yeah, no, I've seen some people. It's like, come on, are you serious? You know, I mean, you think they're going to die or something, you know. And my nephew is one. He doesn't have a problem doing the work during day or night, but he has trouble sleeping during the day with the light. So he has to have blackout curtains, you know, but that's his only issue. But yeah, I mean, it'd be 12 noon. If it's time to go to bed, I go to bed. You know what I mean?
No, I'm the same way. If I put my head down, I pass right out. So what do you think?
Besides that, they sell flashlights that are solar chargeable, rechargeable, LEDs. You know what I mean? Come on. I was a little kid, and I grew up in southern Wisconsin, Monroe. We had a school fire. My school was one burnt down. They gave us this little flashlight for when we walked across the street. We just turn on and we walk across the street if we seen a car coming. You know, I mean, it wasn't rocket science. We're just walking to school.
If you want it bad enough, there's solutions to it. But what do you think? Do you think we should leave things the way we are? Do you want to see a spring forward?
I strongly feel it should just be a straight time. You know,
I agree.
Just no change at all. I really do. It does create a lot of issues with international trade that people don't think about or talk about. You know, for example, you've got the East Coast on one time, you got 4 hours later as Alaska, then you do worldwide trade, you got 18 hours difference, you know, with a 4 hour jump. And these people in Asia, they're clueless. Like my wife, Singapore, first time she come to work here in the States was down in Houston. She works for an oil company, turns around, she walks in, everybody looking at her like, where have you been? That poor lady, did she thought they're playing a bad, she thought the entire office played a bad joke on her.
That's awesome.
Had no idea. She calls me. I said, oh, honey, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I should have said something. I'm sorry.
That's funny. John, thanks a lot for calling in this morning from Dell City. I appreciate you, man. You too. Again, the U.S. House voted to make daylight savings time permanent. They passed the Sunshine Protection Act by a vote of 308 to 117. So what do you think? Do you want to leave things the way they are, or do you think that it should change? And if it should change, do you want to see daylight saving time permanent or standard time permanent? Right now we're in daylight saving time, so it would be 7:55 in the morning if it was made permanent. If it was standard time, knock an hour off that, it'd be 6:55 this morning. So 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the conversation, 405-608-4377. The reality is Americans, we hate changing the clocks. The polls consistently show that Americans want to stop changing the clocks twice a year. The disagreement isn't whether to end the switch, it's which time change should become the permanent one. But as far as the switching the clocks, frankly, all of us just hate it. The only real advantage to it is that it reminds us to swap out the batteries in our smoke detectors, which we should be doing. But heck, set an alarm. I mean, make it work, you know? The permanent daylight savings time versus permanent standard time, that's really the biggest debate here. Supporters of permanent daylight savings time say more daylight after work encourages more outdoor activities. It keeps you more awake after work. It makes it so you're not exhausted. Businesses, restaurants, retailers all benefit from people staying out later. More daylight in the evening may reduce certain types of crime, too. Criminals are like cockroaches. They don't like the brightness. They like the dark. And many people enjoy those longer summer-like evenings. So especially for those of us in Oklahoma where the temperature seems to be pretty mild year-round, it would be nice to have a couple extra hours to be sitting outside and sort of enjoying yourself. Mike is with Oklahoma City talking about daylight savings. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I think they should just split it.
Go on.
Not go either way. Just split it, you know, instead of doing an hour one way or an hour the other way, just set it in the middle and leave it.
What do you mean? I'm not sure I understand.
Like instead of setting the, you know, if you jump forward an hour or jump back an hour, just instead of being like 8 o'clock right now, basically, just make it 7:30. You know, split.
I see what
that
you're
hour.
Saying. I see what you're saying, man. You're going to make it even more confusing than it already is. You're making my brain hurt just talking about it.
Hey. I'm trying. I got to confuse somebody somehow.
Mission accomplished, brother. Mission accomplished. Mike, thanks for calling in this morning, man. I appreciate you. So supporters of permanent standard time say, you got medical groups, for example, including organizations like the American Academy of Sleep. They generally favor standard time because it better matches with the body's natural rhythm. I don't know if I'm picking up on that or not. I mean, the reality is you adjust to it. I'm originally, and don't hold this against me, I'm originally a New Yorker. I consider myself a recovering New Yorker. There's a time change between New York and Oklahoma City. Guess what? I survived. I'm still here. I'm alive. Standard time, they say, provides more sunlight, which many sleep experts say is healthier. It certainly is. You're getting more of the vitamin D, assuming that you're going outside, you're enjoying it. There's a benefit to sunshine. There's a lot of people who are dealing with seasonal affective disorder. When it gets real cloudy out, when it gets real dark out, they actually feel physical symptoms associated with, like, depression, for example. So more sunshine is definitely a better thing, but there are some safety concerns regarding children. Critics worry that permanent daylight savings time could mean children are waiting outside for school buses in the dark during the wintertime, and more commuters will be driving before sunlight. Mark is in Fairview right now joining us talking about daylight savings. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I want to say I'm with the guys either went all standard or split the difference. It's either one of those two doesn't make any difference. I just want to stop the flipping back and forth. I'm tired of that.
Man, I'm the same way. I don't care one way or another. Let's make it just so that we don't have to change the damn clocks every single year. It drives me bananas.
Exactly. Pick one or the other and leave it alone.
Yeah, and stick with it. Now, the thing is back in the 1920s, they tried this once before, and it just didn't work out. But hopefully it'll work out this time. Thanks so much for calling in. And thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.